Well, a good way to go about that is to recognize that, nobody, not even you, is responsible for or can try and take on everything. You know, there's no end of good causes and injustices and destructive and violence and da-da-da-da. Everywhere you look, I mean, there's so many things. But you just can't take them all on. It's not for you to do. What there is for you to do is align yourself with what there is for you to do. And do the best you can with the rest of it. So that means, yeah, if pure and respectfully grown food agrees with you better, then by all means, that's a good thing to do. But then, you know, the t-shirt you're wearing from Bangladesh and the gas in your stove that's from fracking and da 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 da. Well, okay, it's kind of like what I was saying about the computer. The conditions are right now, you can't live a fully indigenous, respectful life. But there is something that is for you to contribute. So you align yourself with that. And the rest of it you put in the hands of whatever you want to call it. The divine, the gods, God, the goddess, whatever it is. So do what there is for you to do. And your soul and your heart knows that. So you align yourself with that, you do the best you can with that, and you can live in substantial peace. Knowing that you've done your part to turn things around. It's a small part, but everybody's part is important.